This is the sound of your ride home with dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Donald Trump has announced who the new ambassador to Ireland is going to be. With me is Sean Defoe, who is Barra Media political correspondent. The man in question is a chap by the name of Edward Walsh. And I think the most logical question, Sean, is who?
Certainly the question I had when I woke up this morning, I was looking at the news, and not a name that many people will be familiar of doing a quick check on his background there. Edward Walsh goes by Edward S. Walsh. You can tell he's a few generations of Irish removed. They're always a few generations removed before they start using the middle initial in all of their postings. So he heads up a construction company called the Walsh Group. They're a national construction and services company. They've had some pretty big contracts with large hotel groups and others across the state, across the country rather, not just across the state. And we can make a number of assumptions based on what we know about him, that Donald Trump most likely met him in this New Jersey property group, scene that he grew up in and made his millions in and made his name in as well. The two of them are both avid golfers as well. In fact, that was something that Trump mentioned in his post on Truth Social, saying it always helps on your ambassador to Ireland to be a champion golfer. So you can tell what his priorities were when he was thinking about that. It looks as though he's probably second or third generation removed Irish, and without precisely knowing all the facts, you can sort of piece them together. The second name, Walsh, being in New York construction and New Jersey construction, most likely came over and as a couple of generations removed from maybe his forefathers who arrived and worked their way up, and almost potentially a microcosm of the new Irish over there in a way, in that they probably started with very little and now are quite wealthy constructionites in that scene. So we don't have a whole pile of detail about him. We know there's a bit of money in the family. We know he has a college education. Went to Villanova, and we know that he has been involved in the Republican Party. He was a delegate for the Republican National Convention a number of years ago. So you can frame a picture without knowing all the facts, I suppose.
Now, one of the things that whether we like it or dislike it, whether you think it's positive or negative, the reality is that if Ireland were a state of the union in the States, it'd probably be the bluest of the blue, because I think in advance of the US election, there was the Sunday Independent did a poll that had us being something like 77 or 78% Democrat if we had the scope to vote either way. Does that mean that the new ambassador is likely to find himself in a relatively cool environment? And will he have his work cut out? Because we are going to have a fair degree of a challenge in terms of navigating some of the Trump foreign policy issues, particularly economic foreign policy issues, and their likely impact on Ireland.
Yeah, I think it largely depends on how far Trump actually wants to go with those and how serious he is about putting forward the policy agenda that he outlined when he was campaigning. Because if he just takes a step back and is like, well, I won, that's all I wanted, I'm president again, and I'm going to hand it off to everybody else to actually govern, things might be a little bit less fractious. But if he actually does go after particularly international tariffs and tariffs on European countries and others, that's going to pose a problem. And potentially the relationship between the other Oris, the US ambassador in Phoenix Park, and the government buildings could be quite frosty. But look, overall, the government has always understood that we need to have a relationship with the United States. It's always been a fairly close relationship. They're an incredibly important trading partner for us. I still think it's an absolutely bonkers statistic that Ireland was the ninth largest exporter into the United States in 2023, which for a country of our size is absolutely amazing. So that financial relationship and that FDI relationship is what they will be prioritizing. So from a government point of view, he will get a welcome. But if the White House and government buildings are scrapping, then that's where it may be difficult.
Sean, thank you very much. That is Sean Defoe, our political correspondent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.